the end of the day, what was the difference between you and them out there on the court?
I feel like they were scrappier than we were. They got a lot of 50-50 balls. And I feel like they wanted it more. But you know, my guys competed at a high level. I mean, we was picked to finish, you know, last in the Big 12. We made a historic run in March. I couldn't be more grateful and thankful. You know, I got to give a lot of credit to FAU for how they played.
People, how much was Keontae taken out of his game because of the early fouls?
I mean, I feel like he got a lot of ticky-tack fouls early on, and that, you know, we missed him out there on the court. He played 18 minutes. I mean, he didn't even play a full half today. So that was key. I mean, he only got 7 shots up. I mean, we could have used him more. But, you know, it came down to the 50-50 balls, I feel like. The one on the free throw, the 2 free throw box outs that we missed and that they came up with was key because it ran time down. And that wasn't in our favor today.
You've had just such a crazy last couple weeks and last few days, and then all of a sudden it's just over like this. What goes through your mind when you're walking?
You know, I'm just truly blessed and grateful. I mean, you know, it wasn't the outcome that I wanted it to be like, but I'm just truly blessed to have these guys by my side, have a coaching staff that, you know, cares about me on and off the court. And I just think about, you know, all the times that we had, all the good memories that we had, you know, throughout the season. But, you know, God's plan is not our plan.
Marquise, can you walk us through that last play and maybe which – how you wish it would have gone a little differently?
I try to get Ish a shot because the right wing is where he, you know, makes most of his threes at. They closed out hard, kind of trapped him. I mean, that was that. But, you know, I'm just blessed and grateful. Nobody expected us to be here. We were picked last in the Big 12 to being third and to now in Elite 8. I mean, you know, that's a blessing in itself. So I'm very optimistic about it.
After that 6-minute stretch from about the 8-minute mark to the 2.5-minute mark, where y'all didn't get any field goals, what was going on with the offense?
We didn't have ball reversals or paint touches. I mean, that's what it came down to. We wasn't cutting how we usually cut, and they were able to just, you know, get defensive rebounds, leak out in transition, and score some easy buckets. But you know, credit to FAU.
Coming 3 points short tonight, 3 points short in the 2016 City Championship game against Severian, those little things where you come so close, how much do those stick in your mind and motivate you?
I didn't even know I lost 3 points in Severian. I mean, it's a good stat, but now that I know that, I ain't coming 3 points short or nothing else. But, man, I'm blessed. I'm grateful. I got to play in March, March Madness. We wasn't projected to be here. Nobody knew who Marquise was prior to this tournament. And I know this young core group is going to come in the offseason, work their tails off, and make it to the Final Four and win the championship.
What's your biggest takeaway playing under Coach Tang this year?
Man, it's so much. I mean, that guy is different. You know, just the power of the heart, the power of speaking things into existence, having crazy faith, and just, you know, being optimistic about everything. I mean, he's one of a kind. I mean, you can't explain it. When that final buzzer went off, you know, I was just thinking about all the memories and all the work and all the talks, you know, that we had, you know, as a group. And, you know, it was a fun ride.
The way you embraced all of you guys coming into the locker room, just what was that moment to you?
I mean, it meant a lot because, you know, he's like a father figure to me. He's somebody I come to on and off the court. He truly cares about his players. And, you know, I wanted to win this one for him. So that's why, you know, it kind of hit a little different because, you know, it started with 2 players to 15 to being, you know, last in the Big 12 to making an Elite 8 run. I mean, it was like a Cinderella ride, you know, this year, and I'm just truly, you know, truly thankful.
What did this week mean to your mom and dad, your family?
I hope to make them proud. I mean, they always tell me how great I am But I never understood how great I can be. And I'm just thankful that they are supporting me, you know, all the way. I'm just thankful to have them behind my back.
Marquise, what do you hope Kansas State fans remember about you when we move on?
That I'm a winner. I mean, I would give it my all. And that, you know, I gave my heart and soul to K-State, on and off the court, you know, to see the fans happy, to see my teammates happy and his coaching staff. So I just want them to remember, you know, how much I invested and how much I loved and cared about K-State.
For the country to really be learning about your game and who you were the last couple of days and for it to be happening here in your hometown, how badly did you just want to keep this magic going a little bit longer?
I definitely wanted to keep it going. I mean, but, you know, God's plans are not our plans. And I'm thankful that, you know, some legends reached out to me and showed love. And, you know, it's been a surreal ride. I mean, you know, just all the love and appreciation everybody, you know, been sending my way is truly, you know, humbling for me.
The other night, Isaiah,
you had a question.
What is this turning mean for Harlem?
I mean, you know, Harlem is on top. I mean, some people say Harlem died and New York City point guards, you know, fell off. But, I mean, I'm a testimony to how great a New York City point guard can be and effective. And so is Tyson Walker.
Marquise, out of height is a mentor that you had since your days at Bishop Lockman. What is your advice to smaller guards that get overlooked when it comes to recruiting?
My advice to smaller guards would to be believe in yourself. I mean, you know, nobody could, you know, give you confidence but you. I mean, believe in yourself, work hard, keep God first, and, you know, that's it.
Marquise, the way they were defending you today, how early on did you know that you were going to have to shoot more than you have in the last couple?
I mean, Keontae got, you know, two quick fouls early on, so I had to be more aggressive than usual. And, I mean, he played 18 minutes today because of ticky-tack fouls. But, yeah, I just had to be more aggressive when he was out.
Isaiah Thomas said the other night that he sees you absolutely having success in the NBA. What does it mean to have an all-time great point guard say that about your game?
That's much love. That he said that. I didn't even know he said that, but that's love. I appreciate that. And, you know, game recognized game. I mean, he sees something in me that he might see in himself or somebody else. And, you know, I'm going to just work my tail off, you know, for the rest of my life and, you know, make history in the NBA, God willing.
What does it mean to you to know that you also got the nation's attention and also inspired them, you know, through your crazy faith?
I mean, it means a lot. That, you know, I could, you know, tell people how good God is, you know, first, because I wouldn't be here without him. I'm a 5'7" point guard coming out of Harlem, New York, with no silver spoon, and I just worked hard and, you know, just talked to God, you know, through it all, through the ups and downs, and to see the whole nation, you know, watch me and want me to win, I mean, that's major. I mean, it's a blessing that, you know, everybody knows me now.
Okay, what does the guy sitting to your right mean to you? You guys were the only two on this team about 8 or 10 months ago, and I know you guys are pretty tight.
I mean, that's my guy right there. I mean, we put in a lot of work. I stood over at his house multiple times. I mean, that's a brother that I will have for the rest of my life. You know, I'm proud of him and his growth and, you know, what he has done, you know, this year. But, yeah, man, I love that guy.
Marquise, what did Coach Tang try to get across to you guys in the locker room after the game? It seemed like he was very determined to make sure you guys
after
could
the
hold
game?
Your head up. Yeah.
He was just making sure that we hold our head up. He said that if this is the worst thing that we have to go through, then our life will be pretty damn good. So, I mean, if a loss is the hardest thing I got to go through today, I mean, you know, it's that's amazing. I mean, there's some people really going through some hard things in life, and I just lost a basketball game. So I'm just, you know, truly blessed and grateful for my teammates for allowing me to, you know, give them everything that I got and for this coaching staff for believing in me from day one.
TC, I apologize if you've been asked this already, but in that last possession, you guys were able to get a shot off. Can you kind of